Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surfaces 2018, and we're in the earthwork space with Jonathan Train, the president and CEO. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you, Kemp?
I'm real good. I almost said Swift Train, but that's you're here as well there in that role.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
So we were in Germany together not too long ago. You were an early brand in this whole LVT and then got into WPC, and you continue to maintain, you know, a good level of market share on a global basis, right?
That is correct. So we've been in the LVT business for over 30 years, and the business has expanded tremendously with all the different product offerings from when Click LVT came out and then into WPC, SPC, high density core, rigid cores, all the different names you hear out there. But if it's in the LVT category, we're involved.
Okay, so help my audience understand. Your message right here, as you can see, is about the core. And there are several different types of cores, the WPC and the SPC, as defined by the new Multi-Layered Flooring Trade Association. But, most people buy flooring, and I'm glad to hear you say this just a minute ago, based on what it looks like, right?
Correct.
But there's some different performance attributes, so help clarify that if you would.
Sure. So for us, at the end of the day, style and design are still the most important aspects of a floor. People pick from the color and the design. So for us, our core collection, there's a variety of ways that these new floating waterproof cores are out there, whether it's WPC, SPC, rigid core, high density, etc. So we all lump that under the core collection. It's a high performance core, meets all those needs, and then we're able to achieve different styles and different looks depending on what makes sense and how we want to manufacture. So we have some products that are EIR, embossed and register. We have some that are just more entry level, hitting a sharper price point for certain market needs, et cetera. But the consumer has a hard time distinguishing between all the complicated manufacturing techniques. And we don't think it's incredibly important to distinguish between all of them and just know that they're all waterproof cores. They have great performance, and pick a color and design that you like.
Yeah, and some indent less than others, some react to temperature change more or less than others. I mean, but as long as you can help them pick the right product, it doesn't matter how it's made, right?
That's correct. I think of it like a Venn diagram. You know, the two circles overlap tremendously. There's some differences on the fringes that might make sense to talk to on some specific applications, but for the most part, they meet the needs of most consumers. And as long as you're getting it from a supplier and at a manufacturing site that you feel confident in their ability to perform the quality controls, et cetera, that would be the main point.
So how do you win on styling? Obviously, we just said they're going to buy it based on what it looks like, and you continue to have some gorgeous products here. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, it's having a group of people that understand the color trends and where colors are heading. So you have to hit those colors. And then the other thing we see and that we've always loved about LVT over the years is the texture. You get some very vivid, real textures from that. That a lot of that comes from the embossing and the ability that you can do with embossed and registered. So we've been focusing on more embossed and registered products, just giving a highly styled product that can, compare to a lot of the real products out there.
How many new styles are you introducing this year?
That's a great question. From my standpoint, it's always too many, but from my designer standpoint and my sales team, I believe we have about, this year, we have about 30 new styles.
Okay. Keeping it fresh, that's good. So tell me, what's the latest news around your hardwood offering?
So for us with hardwood, we've expanded the Earthworks line into a hardwood category. We did that last year. We had several of our distributors take on the hardwood collection. It's a very focused look of some nice surface treatments, giving you some nice color and texture to those. And then also, part of the Swift Train family of brands is our Pinnacle line,
right?
And we have our Pinnacle distribution network as well. They have come out with some new styles and designs in hardwood as well.
Okay, great. So you're having a good year in 17 and expecting a great year in 18?
Yeah, 17 finished off very strong. So the way you finish a year is the way you start a year.
Yeah.
So 18 is looking very, very good. We're seeing that everybody feels very robust about where the economy is heading, and we're trying to bring out the products necessary to meet the market needs.
Yeah, how are you doing on your travel schedule? How many more weeks are you going to be gone?
You know, this week is a busy one here in Vegas. Yeah. Next week I'm taking a week off, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Get a little skiing in and, back to the grind after that.
All right, Jonathan, great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Jonathan Train, the president and CEO at Earthworks here at Surfaces, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.